Good morning. My guest this morning is Clark Lewis from the Roustabout Theater Company, which is at the Wells Fargo Center. Good morning, Clark.
Good morning.
Interestingly enough, your press release says Roustabout Theater Ensemble indulges in betrayal. Why don't you line that out for us?
Okay. Roustabout has been the resident theater company at the Wells Fargo Center for about 8 years. Now, we've been in operation for 9 years, almost 10, it'll be 10 years next year. One of the things that we knew that we wanted to do was have two divisions to the theater, but we wanted to make sure that both those divisions were healthy, things that were really working full. So we decided to start with our apprentice program, which is what most people know about us. So we have an actor training program for kids from 11 to 20, and we've been doing shows around and at the Wells Fargo Center, which we're thrilled to be part of that family, there for about 8 years. So we knew that one of the things we wanted to do was bring in a professional division as well, and that division would be made up of people that were not only trained actors that had worked and had the time to commit to what we were doing, but also were interested in teaching a number of them. Sort of the old ACT model, to be honest,
right,
where a lot of those actors
right, yeah.
went back and forth between teaching during the day and they perform at night.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided – we knew we wanted to do that, but we needed to wait for the right time. We needed actors that had the time that could commit to it. We wanted to make sure that some of those actors were already involved in the apprentice program, so that was a really clear, established relationship that was going on. And we have two of the actors that are in this – our new show are instructors in the apprentice program and have been for quite a while.
Great.
We knew there were two things that we were really interested in, and one was – and it's things that actors tend to talk about all the time. One was that idea of time. So there was enough time to actually indulge – in the plays that we were going to be doing, and we'll be doing mostly straight plays. But it was a group that we could get together that could give, instead of a regular sort of 4 week rehearsal period, we're really looking at 8 or 9 weeks of rehearsal. So we can really go through
really?
All of it and really dig into the roles.
Oh, that's
you know
wonderful.
What I mean?
Yeah.
And so then because of that, we wanted to pick pieces that actors really enjoyed doing, which had a lot of depth and interesting stuff and humor, and that used language in really interesting ways. So we were casting around and trying to find out what that would be, and we landed on Pinter. It's just a master
yes,
with
indeed.
Language and all the things that are not said.
One of my favorites.
So Betrayal was one of the sort of mid-period Pinter pieces that we could do. It wasn't a huge cast. There are four people in the cast. So it was a thing that we could do intimately and really make sure that all worked for us. But it was this phenomenal question about betrayal, not just within a married couple, because there's a couple that – where there's an affair that's going on for 7 years during that relationship. It was also the effect of that betrayal on the two men that are involved. One is the husband, and the other man that's having the affair is his best friend who's having the affair with the man's wife.
Right, right.
So there's this incredible triangle. And with Pinter, as people probably know, there's this thing, there's this – not only this thing of sort of the use of language and also sort of the rumblings of terror that go on underneath the language, which he really exposed his later – I mean in the early things, right, where there was so much sort of elliptical stuff that wasn't said, and in the later plays was really political. But this middle period, it's very domestic, everyday, quote-unquote, things that we see, but the language is so intensified. And because of this situation, there's so many things that aren't said on stage while they're having repartee and having cocktails just having a conversation.
That undercurrent.
Yes, it's phenomenal to watch. In the theater, it's extraordinary because it just fills the space, right? Sectors are talking. So we were really excited to work on this. And one of the fascinating things I think also in this piece is that Pinter's really not only about silence, but he's also really interested in sort of double meanings of what can happen and unfolding that. So this play works backwards. So we start at the end when the two former lovers are getting together, and that goes back to see the last scene, which is the moment that they decide to have the affair.
Well, I urge audiences, Sonoma County audiences, see a Pinter play whenever you can, and
yes,
this
indeed.
Is one of the great ones.
Yes.
Okay. It's thank you, Clark, for telling us about it and for doing this show. It's Harold Pinter's Betrayal, opening September 25th and playing through October 4th at the Wells Fargo Center, the Roustabout Theater Ensemble. For information, 546-3600, online, wellsfargocenterarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.